Canadian court rules it was legal to deny unvaccinated person organ transplant. By Chris Tomlinson on July 15, 2022. A judge in the Canadian province of Alberta has ruled that a woman did not have her rights violated when she was denied an organ transplant due to not being vaccinated against the Wuhan coronavirus. Court of Queen's Bench Justice Paul Belzile ruled that Edmonton, Alberta woman Annette Lewis had not had her fundamental character of rights and freedoms rights violated by being denied an organ transplant over her vaccination status. According to Justice Belzile, the Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms has no bearing on the treatment decisions of doctors for organ transplants. Despite the transplant being diagnosed by medical professionals as the only way for Ms. Lewis to survive a progressive disease she suffers from, broadcaster CBC reports. Doctors diagnosed Lewis with her disease in 2018 and in 2020 urged her to receive various vaccinations, which she agreed to. However, she did not agree to receive the Wuhan coronavirus vaccine and was told without the vaccine she would not receive her potentially life-saving transplant. "Taking this vaccine offends my conscience," Lewis said in a sworn affidavit and added, "I ought to have the choice about what goes into my body, and a life-saving treatment cannot be denied to me because I chose not to take an experimental treatment for a condition, COVID-19, which I do not have and which I may never have." While Justice Belzile agreed that Lewis was the sole arbiter of what she put into her own body, he claimed that no one has an inherent right to an organ transplant. The proposition that treating physicians exercising clinical judgment would be subject to the charter would result in medical chaos with patients seeking endless judicial review of clinical treatment decisions, he added. The court ruling is not the first involving the rights of unvaccinated people in Canada in recent months. Last December, a father had his visitation rights with his daughter suspended in the French-speaking province of Quebec after a judge ruled he could not see his daughter due to his vaccination status. "It would normally have been in the best interests of the child to have contact with his father, but not in his best interest to have contact with him if he is not vaccinated and is opposed to sanitary measures in the current epidemiological context," Superior Court Judge Jean-Sébastien Bellancourt said in his ruling. In February, Court of Queen's Bench Judge Natalie Godbout issued a similar ruling temporarily denying a father custody of his three children because he was also unvaccinated. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has defended vaccine mandates and other restrictive measures, arguing in an interview last month, "It was their choice and nobody ever was going to force anyone into doing something they don't want to do. But there are consequences when you don't. You cannot choose to put at risk your co-workers. You cannot choose to put at risk the people sitting beside you on an airplane," he added. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.